Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great show lined up for you today. Charles Heller of the Charles Heller Show is going to be with us. Liberty Radio, Charles Heller will be with us at the bottom of hour number two. We'll have some conversation with him about the Durham Report. I don't know if you saw this or not, but Devin Nunez is saying people are going to jail. So we shall see if, in fact, people are going to go to jail. We'll talk to Charles about that and get his thoughts on it. Let's see. Also, top of the next... Well, hello. Must be showtime. Top of the next hour, Michael Goldstein is with us. We'll talk about ProtectOhioChildren.net. Against CRT, but we're also going to talk about our dear friend Phil Haney and what has happened. What happened to the See Something, Say Nothing original DHS whistleblower? I believe he was murdered, and yet the Amador County Sheriff's Department and the FBI are mum on it. They have not returned any of Phil's personal belongings to his family. As a matter of fact, his family has not been spoken to by either law enforcement agency over the course of the last over 2 years. Not one, not a word, not a letter, nothing, absolutely nothing. And I'm the one that texted with him 48 hours before he was killed, and I have never, ever been questioned in the case. That's just strange to me. All right, bottom of this hour, Ward Connerly, former regent of the University of California and founder and chairman of American Civil Rights Institute. We'll talk with him about the impacts of CRT, and we'll get his feedback on BLM's own agenda. They don't care about black lives. No. They're supporting dictators in Cuba. We'll talk about it. But coming up right now, my good friend, he is the president and the CEO at Americans for Limited Government. He is all over media and all over the news and all over the radio. And we're pleased to have him here a couple of times a week here on Mondays and also on Wednesdays as my co-host. I welcome to the program Rick Manning. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Pastor Greg. All well?
Say again?
Is all well with you?
Is all well. What's going on? Well, let me see. Is all well. Actually, you know what? I'm going to rant for just a minute, folks. Just for a minute, okay? So here's the thing. I was in this accident back in July of 2017. I broke everything but my shoulders, my elbows, and my right hip. Really. I broke everything except my shoulders, my elbows, and my right hip. So I got busted up really bad, died four times, spent 6 weeks on life support. I am now in a wheelchair, and never before in my life have I spent, time really in a wheelchair, and that is my primary mode of transportation. So I have never seen the world through, Rick, the eyes of a disabled person who is wheelchair bound. Wow. I haven't done the statistical look at this yet, but there is a statistic out there that says that 22 veterans are killing themselves every day. I don't know how many of those 22 have injuries that inhibit their mobility, but I can tell you from my own personal experience that being a person who is in a wheelchair gives you an entirely different perspective. I can't tell you how many people that I see with handicap placards that pop out of their cars and dash into stores. And I scratch my head and I wonder, what's going on? Now, listen, I have battled depression. I understand that. But depression doesn't inhibit you from getting out of your car and walking into a store, per se, in the same way that someone who actually is in a wheelchair and has a lot of issues getting the door open, getting their body out into a chair, and rolling into the store. But there are tons, and we go oft times and find ourselves having to park out in Timbuktu in order to have enough space to open the car door and get the wheelchair out, and then rolling up or being pushed up and getting to the front of the store and seeing who's getting in and out of those cars that have disabled placards on them. And there doesn't appear to be anything physically disabled about them at all. Another issue is restrooms. Especially, I know that, it's joked about and there's signs put up, your mother doesn't work here and what have you. But if you're a disabled person in a wheelchair who has that kind of difficulty, finding the toilet area in disarray is absolutely inhibiting, because what you sit in your wheelchair on a toilet seat is what you pull your pants up over and sit in your chair the rest of the day. And if you, depending on your level of care, it may be what you go to bed with. And I really want those that are listening to think about how they use that disabled stall from now on. And think about a disabled person rolling in there and discovering your mess, and having to figure out how to clean up your mess so they don't put it in their pants and carry it with them the rest of the day and into their bed that night. Or they have to figure out that they can't use the facility there and turn around and get back in the car and leave. I experienced that at the Hilton Anatole, where there was only one disabled stall. In fact, Madison Cawthorn, our congressman that everybody cheers about and should and respects for what he's done and his paralyzation and so on, was only able to be at that hotel, Rick, for just a couple of hours, and he had to have his staff take him out of there because there was nowhere for him to use a restroom. And I spent an entire weekend at the Hilton Anatole unable to use a shower because I have to have a hospital bed in order to sleep. And they stuck me in a room with a bathtub that made showering and bathing inaccessible. And one of the things that we deal with in wheelchairs is bed sores, because we don't have a choice. We are in a chair. We are sitting down, not because we want to be, but because we don't have function otherwise. My right knee was so severely destroyed and the nerve severed completely and the blood artery cut completely that they had to reconstruct the bottom of my knee using bone glue, screws, and a metal plate. And they told me, you will be very lucky if you can transfer from bed to the chair. Bless God, I'm able to do more than that. But while most people have feeling to be able to have their muscles and their tendons adjust if you lose your balance, I have no feeling. My muscles and my tendons don't do anything but roll over. I'm talking about rolling my ankle over and touching the bone to the ground. And that is a regular occurrence for me. And then my whole entire lower leg and so forth blow up. The sad part is to a degree, I don't feel it. I'm just shredding the ligaments and the tendons and the muscles in my ankle about twice a month. Pretty soon there won't be any. But that's another story. The point of it is that for those of us that have to make these kinds of transfers and deal with these kinds of things, I can just tell you that America is not a pretty place. And trying to file a claim with the ADA is like hunting for a pea in a can of 10,000 marbles. It's about that difficult. Rick?
Yeah, one of the things that when I was working at the Department of Labor way back when under George W. Bush, we put a real emphasis on employment and disability employment. And one of the things we found was that employers in particular were, what they discovered is when they hired people with disabilities, they ended up discovering that those people with disabilities were better workers. They showed up, they worked hard while they were there. Mm-hmm. And the reason was simple, because the opportunities were so much fewer. The people with disabilities, this is a study from 4 years ago, but people with disabilities, if you were disabled and a veteran, you were doing about what the national average was in terms of employment. But if you happen to be a civilian who had a disability, and I'm talking mobility disabilities, I'm talking every disability except for where you're mentally challenged. So it's basically blind, deaf, and mobility. You were doomed. And there was no reason why you should have been. But the fact is, the unemployment rate was like five times people and civilians with disabilities that should have been easily accommodated by employers. And the same thing is in hotels. It's a travesty, which you describe in that hotel. And quite honestly, it's up to the conference planners to determine if the place is accommodating. If they're not, they can't use the hotels. It's that simple.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to talk about free speech. Do we have liberty without free speech? The president of these United States, the guy currently sitting in the White House, and many of us have different opinions about that, he doesn't think so. He thinks we shouldn't have free speech, especially if we don't support vaccines. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. 8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call my pillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit mypillow.com.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice on where you can listen. Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government president, is my guest. You can find him at CG Contributors. CG Contributors on the Chosen Generation Radio website, chosengenerationradio.com, and go to CG Contributors. You'll click on Rick's picture and go directly over to his website. Rick, free speech. The president has come against anyone. He has basically called those that are questioning the outcome of this experimental injection, outlaws and criminals, and suggesting that all of America should be looking at them almost as though they're on the most wanted list. But this is really an affront against all of our ability to freely speak in this country.
Absolutely. The fact that the president now has had three instances where they've basically pushed this concept. The speech in Philadelphia, that was just an attack on constitutional liberty as a whole, was the first salvo. He then doubled down by blaming Facebook. He said it's Facebook's fault because people on Facebook were, in fact, saying that questioning vaccines, questioning the value of vaccines. Now, Facebook then pushed back and said, wait a second, we've done everything you want us to do. We have done everything you want us to do. And by doing so, Facebook admitted that they've been acting as an agent of the federal government, mm-hmm. which creates the entire First Amendment argument against Facebook and their censorship, by the way. So that's the ramification of this fight. Facebook and the federal government are now in cahoots, and they do not have First Amendment protections anymore as a result of being an agent of the federal government. Having said that, this president then, Jen Psaki, then said, doubled down in terms of Facebook's culpability. What people need to take away from this is there's been a lot of talk about bipartisan antitrust actions that are being taken and are being pushed. We have to be very concerned about those because the left wants antitrust for a different reason. They want antitrust to coerce Facebook, Twitter, Google, et al. To shut down speech by their opponents. That's why they want antitrust. They want a government lever to enforce these groups, these companies, to effectively shut down your and my speech. Republicans want it. So those companies, so you end up with First Amendment on those platforms, and they're not shutting down speech. Okay? Those two diametrically opposite goals cannot be met in individual legislation. One side's going to win, and the Democrats in the majority, which means they're going to win, and the Republicans will get a couple of crumbs. It is dangerous for the Republicans to do an antitrust deal with the Democrats when the Democrats and this administration are determined to shut speech down for conservatives. And now it's vaccines, but tomorrow it'll be about the, you know, they've been shutting people down on elections. They're basically saying anything we deem to be false and fake news needs to be shut down. It is dangerous when the government shuts down speech it doesn't like, and that's what's happening.
And let me add to that what Facebook admitted to being a government agency, essentially, by saying we're doing everything you ask us to do, bolsters President Trump's class action lawsuit, which is essentially claiming that that's exactly what Facebook is doing, is acting as a government agent, Twitter as well. And subsequently, there is a class action and a damageable offense and the use of the First Amendment to basically close the deal. So I think that what you said is really significant relative to that class action suit. And I hope that everybody who's been impacted will fill out, you know, information and get on board. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg.